Fusion physicists at MIT have high hopes of bringing the power of the sun down to Earth. Today comes news that those scientists have received funding from a private company, money they hope will take them one step closer to someday producing unlimited, non-polluting electricity. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joins us to explain. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bob.
So, what's the news?
Well, it's big news. I don't want to steal the thunder from MIT professor Maria Zuber. She's the vice president for research there, and she spoke to reporters earlier by phone.
If we succeed, the world's energy systems will be transformed. An entirely new industry may be seeded, potentially with New England as its hub. Much more importantly, though, this commercial investment success would benefit humanity by providing carbon-free power at scale in time to mitigate deleterious effects of global warming.
Well, Bruce, it sounds pretty exciting, but what specifically is the breakthrough?
Well, it's a potentially science business breakthrough. Researchers at MIT and around the world have been trying for decades to figure out how to harness fusion energy. As you mentioned in the intro, that's what powers the sun. But unlike splitting atoms in our nuclear reactors, which is fission, this is fusion, the fusing of nuclei to produce enormous amounts of energy. It's the bang in our hydrogen bombs. Let me give you an idea of just how much energy we're talking about, Bob. A single atom of a form of hydrogen called deuterium found in seawater packs more than 2 million times the power of a molecule of natural gas, and that's what's going to fuel fusion reactors.
So then the potential breakthrough is controlling the fusion process?
Yeah, exactly. Researchers have been experimenting with fusion reactors for decades. As I said, they're shaped like donuts. They're based on designs by Soviet scientists going back to the 1950s. The idea is to confine and create super hot hydrogen gas called a plasma and to force those nuclei of hydrogen to fuse. On the sun, gravity does the trick, forcing the nuclei together. The MIT scientists and others have been using powerful copper magnets to confine the gases. What's new here and the potential breakthrough is that they want to build super powerful magnets using high-temperature superconducting materials that are far more powerful and compact. Here's Assistant Professor Zachary Halfwig. He's with MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center.
Harnessing fusion requires powerful electromagnets to confine the 100 million degree gas that is generating the power. And it turns out that increasing the magnetic field results in much higher performance fusion, but a drastically smaller scale.
100 million degrees, Bob. So the superconducting magnets mean that the MIT fusion reactor can be smaller, less complex, and easier to build and service, and hopefully less costly.
So then the real trick is getting more bang for the buck, but it's also about business, right?
Yeah, the federal government has been bankrolling the basic fusion research for, well, more than 40 years. And there's an international effort to build a giant experimental fusion reactor in France, but the costs there have been soaring. It's about $20 billion and growing, and it's nearly a decade away from startup.
So what makes these MIT scientists think that they can compete and play catch-up?
Well, that's where Bob Mumgaard comes in. He's a postdoc fusion physicist from MIT, and what he does is brings money to the table. He's the CEO of a new company called Commonwealth Fusion Systems. Today's news is that an Italian energy company called Eni is bankrolling this MIT venture with $30 million. Here's Bob Mumgaard.
And that's what the commercialization gives to this. Here we've attracted the long-term partners who can stomach the type of capital that's required to take hard tech up past the point where it's viable and to the point where it can rapidly scale to make impact in people's lives.
So big plans, Bob, and big hopes for unlimited pollution-free energy from MIT and a local private company. A test reactor, they say, called Spark, could be up and running within a decade.
Bruce, as you pointed out earlier, scientists have been working at fusion energy for four decades trying to harness it. Does it feel to you, does it feel to these scientists at MIT that they're on the verge of being able to accomplish that?
Well, yeah, Bob. You know, there's really a sense of optimism here that I didn't get in previous years. They really do believe that they've got the technology, they got the science, they got the engineering, they got the money, and they're ready to roll.
WBUR senior Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellman. Bruce, thanks a lot. Very interesting.
You're welcome, Bob.